I know them very well. The chairman of that company is known as the Warren Buffett of China, Mr. Guo Guangchang. And I do Tai Chi with him, so I do know him very well. And he is, you know, his business is worth about $8 billion, and they are actively looking at overseas assets to invest in, including football clubs.
Believed to be the 17th richest man in China?
Yeah, he's part of a elite club of Chinese billionaires, of which there's 50 of them, called the Chinese Entrepreneur Club. And they sort of travel the world together. And also in that group is Mr. Jianling of Wanda, who's rumoured to be buying West Brom.
He's the man in line for West Bromwich Albion?
Allegedly, yeah.
OK. Well, China, obviously, big into football. They have the Super League over there. They all want to invest now. And maybe we're going to prosper as clubs in the West Midlands from that. But Fosun do have quite a bit of interest in this country already with Thomas Cook and Club Med, and they've got various interests. But the statement issued today talks about a number of people being on the board, not the chairman of Fosun, it's got to be said, but there's been statements from various people. Jez Moxie, the chief executive of Wolves, is leaving, but Jeff Shee is going to be on the board. Do you know him?
Yeah, so typically they take minority stakes, like in Club Med, and then build them up. So I was quite surprised to see them investing all in. I think investing all in means they're definitely taking a long-term interest. And I think they are quite sophisticated financial investors. So I think they'll know the amount of working capital they need to succeed in the Championship and in the Premier League. And they'll know about the £150 million prize of getting promoted. So I think they'll have factored that all in. I think that they are also will take a objective look at management. So I'm not surprised that the CEO is leaving. Most of the CEOs in football clubs for me are second rate. And I think that they'll make sure that they have the right club manager and the right footballing people involved. But once they've done that, I think they're the sort of people who let people get on with it and empower them to do it. But they are inherently financial investors. So I wouldn't expect them to be very public. But they are looking at this. They'll be looking at their returns on this. And it's clear that, you know, a football investment could be 5 or 10 times, you know, witness a Leicester City.
And it's the profile for the individuals and for the company, for Fosun International in China, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, you're right. It's a very good point. So the president, Xi Jinping, is a real football fan. And since, you know, when he visited Man City, there was an investment that followed that. And basically, he is promoting football. So it's become very, you know, they have a network called Guanxi, where all the people are connected in. And there's a definite direction for these Chinese billionaires to invest in football clubs. And I think the idea is that don't be surprised to see linkages between Wolves and China, either Chinese clubs or academies, as they're trying to sort of promote the game in China. So this will earn Fosun a lot of favours in China and also politically as well.
But clearly, if you're buying a football club for 40, 45 million quid and you have the Premier League riches of 100 million minimum, it's the priority of the owners now, Wolves, and those that have taken over Villa, to be back in the Premier League ASAP. That failure is not an option, is it?
No, you're absolutely right. So they'll have modelled it, and they'll have said, you know, it needs, say, 10 to 15 million of working capital each year, and we'll expect promotion within 2 years, say, one to two to three years maximum. So that they see the prize, they see the financial prize here. And with the financial fair play rules, you know, it becomes feasible. I'd have thought there were also clubs that, I'm surprised they went for Wolves. I'd have thought clubs like Leeds United would have had more potential, given that they're a single city club. But Wolves should be very, I think Wolves fans should be really excited, because their business is worth $8 billion. They're used to investing, and they're measured. They aren't volatile investors. So I think it's fantastic news for Wolves fans.
The manager, all the rumours were Julen Lopetegui, who's the former Porto manager, but he's just got the gig with the Spanish national team, so it's not going to be him. Jorge Mendes, the Portuguese agent, believed to be involved in this. I don't know whether you know anything about that, Steve, but obviously Kenny Jackett, the current manager, everybody's been saying that he will be replaced. Would you anticipate that?
Typically, Fosun have a network of trusted advisors. And so it really depends on what those trusted advisors indicate to them. My sense is if they've got people who are can I call it, more European, that they'll probably be guided by them. So I'd be surprised. I think it'd be more likely there'd be a overseas manager at Wolves with a more international pedigree. And I think actually they'll be thinking in the medium term towards Champions League.
Well, Tony Shearer, when he took over at Villa, was talking about putting them into the Champions League within a fairly short period of time. And that the intention will be the same. As long as the investment is there, it's possible.
Yeah, definitely. So I think these clubs now have got they've got an advantage over the rest of them. You know, they've got deeper pockets, and you know they've got powerhouse investors behind them. So I think taking the other point is, I think what happens is in China is it takes one or two people to do an investment, then the rest follow. So I think we'll see a lot more investment in football. What's interesting is we might see many of the clubs then having a Chinese investor, so they cancel each other out.
Yeah. So Wolves now taken over. West Bromwich Albion next, you'd anticipate then?
Yeah, I think so. I get the impression that Wanda, which have been looking at this space for a while, they've invested, I think, in another European club. So I think that I thought that deal should go ahead unless there's any hidden problems. And I think this next year, I think we might see one or two more Chinese investors coming in.